Local history buffs may know the name of Kanaye Nagasawa and something of his role in the early Fountain Grove Winery, but his remarkable personal history is not as well known. So the Sonoma County History Museum is showcasing that story in its current exhibit, titled Journey to Fountain Grove, From Feudal Japan to California Utopia. It opened last week, timed, says curator Eric Stanley, to coincide with the 150th anniversary of Nagasawa's departure from Japan, which was accomplished in defiance of the then-ruling shogun.
It was punishable by death to depart the country. The ruling shogun had instituted this policy of isolation to protect it from outside influences, and he was only 13 years old. Among a group of 14 other students, they were all samurai class, carefully selected as outstanding students to go study Western technology, industry, those sorts of things that his particular clan in Japan believed, in opposition to the shogun, that they should go study.
They traveled first to the United Kingdom, where 2 years later, Nagasawa was befriended by Thomas Lake Harris, the charismatic founder of a utopian community called the Brotherhood of the New Life. Assuming the youth's fiscal sponsorship, Harris brought Nagasawa, still just 15 years old, to America.
First, he comes to the East Coast. Harris has a community in upstate New York, and for a time, he enrolls at Cornell University, the first Japanese student to ever enroll at Cornell University, one of the first Japanese people to ever come to the country. And he works for a time as Harris's secretary, but then Harris finally decides to establish a community in the West.
Nagasawa became one of just four men who came with Harris to California in 1875. Where they purchased 400 acres at what we now know as Fountain Grove. They immediately set to growing grapes and making wine, just as they had before in New York. The enterprise flourished, bolstered by an international distribution network Harris created, and Nagasawa continued to lead the business after Harris returned to New York.
He was very successful and pretty highly regarded in the winemaking community. He was chosen to be on the wine tasting committee for the Panama Pacific Exposition, very much respected for his knowledge of wine. And for his participation in the Pan Pacific Exposition, he was awarded the Order of the Rising Sun.
Although the red round barn remains to mark the location of the Harris community, none of the vineyards have survived, and the ruins of the last old winery building were demolished earlier this year.
There are no vineyards in the actual Fountain Grove currently, where the vineyards were.
Sonia Bick Barwick is co-owner of Fountain Grove's Paradise Ridge Winery.
We've always been the property adjacent to Fountain Grove, but we can see from our winery where the vineyards were.
Since its opening, Paradise Ridge has included a modest historical exhibit of its own about Nagasawa.
It was very soon after we opened the winery that the exhibit went up. We had help from Sonoma County Museum, and also we had some things donated by the family. Kozuki grew up on Fountain Grove. Nagasawa was his uncle, and he became very close with my family.
Vic Barwick says the winery is planning to update and expand their displays after the museum exhibit closes early next February. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.